Praise the Lord, everyone. What an honor it is to be back in Ocala once again. I bring you greetings from Brazil, but I also bring my personal greetings to Pastor Bass and Sister Bass. They are they act as a pastor in my life, and I give them honor today. I would suppose the main reason why I'm here to honor this great man of God. And I look to him for guidance, for spiritual guidance in my life. And I love you very much, Pastor. God bless you. Amen. So it's an honor to be here with him and with the local assembly here also. God richly bless you all very much. It's also a distinct honor to be with such a great group of ministering brethren. And as I looked around, it came through so strongly to me that there is a incredible group of men of God that believe and love missions very much. And they have contributed not only to Apostolic Churches of Brazil, which I try to do something for the Lord, but they also contribute to missions all around the world. And it's to me, it's a great act of faith to give into missions, because often you don't see where the money goes and you're not there having the hands-on administration. But at least for my part, I thank very much this wonderful group of men for their wonderful support. I won't mention names for fear of missing out on one or two, but here on this platform and down here below, there's a very large group of men, or most all of them, if not all, have contributed many, many thousands of dollars and a lot of prayers toward missions and souls in foreign countries. Thank you very much. I'm going to try to move out of the way, but there's a little thought that the Holy Ghost laid on my heart today, driving up. And I don't even know, I haven't been in any services, so I don't even know what direction the services have gone. It may be good and it may be bad, so whatever. But as I was driving up today, the Holy Ghost began speaking to me. You know, we often talk about the battles that we face on the day-to-day, and even fighting the devil, we talk a lot about that. I guess it was two or three days ago, John, my son, who is very active in the ministry, I'm speaking about that, Pastor Frazier, he and I are connected by family and grandson also. Yes, we're great friends, and for more reasons than one. Before our son and daughter ever got married, we were already friends, but now we have a real good excuse to be friends. And so it's a wonderful feeling. We both share a tremendous joy. And he is the smartest kid there is in the world. It's hands down. And we're already setting up a marriage with Pastor Dudley's granddaughter. And so it's everything. Oh, yeah, yeah. Bradley the Fourth has really brought a lot of joy to our souls and brought a lot of happiness to us. Thank the Lord for that. But John was dealing with, or has been dealing with, a tremendous battle with a man that lives close to the church. A few months ago, I wrote about him in an article about left-sided devils. And this young man, he's still being tremendously tormented by devils, and he, very unusual things, probably the worst case of devil possession that I have ever run across, and that's not my subject tonight. But I brought that into the picture to say that, you know, we talk a lot about that. We, you know, hey, we're fighting this devil. But I've been very worried not about the fight outside. I've been very worried about what's been going on inside of our churches. The Holy Ghost spoke to me driving up. And may not mean anything to anybody here. May not even mean anything to you. But it's very, very possible that next year, if the Lord doesn't come, that there will be some that are in this building today that will not be here. And you see right now you it's not even you're in, you're solid. It's not even on your radar screen. It doesn't even. But there has been something strange that's been happening in churches across America and even in Brazil. Of people that spiritually snap from one minute to the next. You say. Where did he come from? Where did she come from? I've been preaching to this lady for 27 years. I've been preaching to this man for 17. Never, ever picked that up. Never even noticed such a defect in the spiritual composition. And then from one minute to the next, a little gossip, a message that you didn't quite understand, a sermon that was preached that didn't quite come across like it should have. Somebody said something and it just got cross in your throat. And all of a sudden, what you used to say amen to, the Holy Ghost spoke so strongly. All of a sudden, what you used to say amen to, you didn't say it anymore. I don't know how to put it into words, but what's the use of even saying this if you say, hey, that's not my case? I know it's not. If you're not bitten by this bug yet. But it can happen even tonight. As Pastor Davis gets up, and I don't know what the... So he gets up and says, hey, and you say, and something snaps, and something changes in your mind and in your heart. And it starts a change that you cannot recover from. You cannot recover from it. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me. I don't want to take up time. I came here to listen to the man of God preach. I came here because I've got to be saved. I cannot afford to be bitten by this same bug. You know, you say, well, where is so-and-so? You know where so-and-so is at? So-and-so's not here anymore because they got, 12 years of church. And then something, did the church change? No, it didn't change. Something snapped inside of your mind, inside of your heart. And the only solution there is to all of this is right now, while you're in your right mind, while you are in your right mind, where there is no, where everything's, while you're in your right mind, you have got to make a commitment. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, no matter what happens around about you, you are going to trust in God. even though your mind doesn't want to, even though your heart is drifting off, even though you're being pressured by family, you're being pressured by sickness, my Lord have mercy, you cannot lose out after 15, 17, 27 years of church and walk out the door because you heard somebody say something that just didn't go across right. Be hearing what I'm saying? Lord, I go shut out of my side. Do you hear what I'm telling you? I came to plead, and the Holy Ghost told me, said, plead. The Holy Ghost spoke to me, said, plead with the church. Plead with the church. I came to plead with you. You say, I know it's not with you, but I came to plead with you right now. Because there may be a storm on the horizon. There may be a message that will be preached tonight or last night or Wednesday morning, whatever it was. There may have been something that snapped inside of your mind. What went wrong? What happened? Came to plead in the Holy Ghost with you. To beg you. Make a commitment tonight. Doesn't matter what the storm is. Even though you don't understand it. Even though your wife is saying to the contrary. Your wife is saying, "Let's get out of here. Let's. We've already heard enough. Your husband is saying, "I'm not coming back no more." Your children are saying, "I want this and I want that," and that pressure and that pressure is building up. You have got to have a force inside of you that stabilizes you in the midst of the storm. You hearing what I'm saying? It stabilizes you, even though you don't know what's happening. Even though you don't understand what is going on, you have got to make a commitment tonight. 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 I don't understand what's going to happen or what is happening. You got to make a commitment tonight. There's coming a storm. And there has been a purging of the church. It's scary stuff. It's scary, 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 scary stuff. And it's not that God is necessarily, giving up on somebody. He does give up on them. But you understand what I'm saying. It's not that God says, "You're out." Hey, get out. You're out. The reason why that happens is because in your mind, you said, "God, get out." The reason why that happens is because in your mind, you say, "Preacher, get out." There's some young girls here in this church. There's pressure on you. And there's going to be things that's going to happen all around you and even inside the church. You're not going to have the faintest clue of what it's all about. You have got to make a commitment that I'm going to cling in spite of all. Now, I know I've used up my 5 minutes, but I feel this so strongly. It's happening. There is a turning away of old foundations they've heard for years. And they're walking out the door over frivolous things. Dumb things. They're walking out the door, kicking the bucket, because they say, I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm getting out. And you're not willing to make a commitment to weather out the storm. Will you be here next year if Jesus doesn't come? The only way is if you ask God, say, God, there's going to be things that's going to be happening that I won't understand. But I make a commitment today that I'm just going to hunker down and just ride out the storm. You've got to do it. I want us to stand tonight. Would you please stand? There's somebody here. The issue is real small, brother. The issue is real, real small, sister. It's not a question of adultery in the ministry. It's not a question It's your questioning mind against who's singing on the platform. It's your questioning mind about why so-and-so sat in your seat. It's a questioning mind about why that I can't miss out on church on Tuesday night. And the pastor will talk to the questioning mind that asks, why can't my daughter date Joe down the road? It's these kind of little questions that knock you out of the church. Hallelujah. Quit trying to listening to your own mind's reasoning. There's things you're not going to you hear what I'm saying? You're not going to understand them. You're not going to understand them. But you've got to ask God to put His hand on you in the midst of the storm, even though you don't understand. Raise your hands and make a commitment to God. Say, God, even though I don't understand it, even though I don't understand what's going on around. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Give me a heart to survive, God. Give me a heart to survive, God. Come on. There's some of you that aren't even praying. Give me a heart to survive, God. Hilaro shata la rakeya hoshitiyai. Yay, olorodo shitiyai la rayatiyai. Come on, there's somebody in big bad trouble here tonight. Your carnal mind is pulling you apart. Your carnal mind is pulling you apart. You can't hear the preacher anymore. You've gone deaf. You're blind to your troubles. You got quick feet to sin. Hilarayo shatarake yoroho shitiayatea. Kilo shatara. I feel the moving of the Holy Ghost here. I don't know what this is all about, but it's just halada my shot out of my shot. My God, have mercy. I got to get out of the way here. Come on to church tonight. Shut up your questioning mind. In your doubting heart, and lay your soul on the altar tonight. My God, have mercy. My God, have mercy. Hilo Hosha. Woo! Sia yo oti atataya ayataya. In your mind, you think the issues that are being dealt with are too frivolous for church. So you get up, walk out over stupid little issues, thinking the church will not survive. It will. Even without you. Pastors, I want you to preach to me. Because I don't want frivolous issues to destroy my soul at the altar. God bless you. You better do it right now while you got your right mind. Because when the bug of issues bites you, you're going to fly off the handle. You better do it now.
Let's thank God for His Word. Thank God for a word from Him tonight. Hallelujah.